Previously on Heroes.
Oh no, I really need to find that sword. Miss Conductor.
She slipped up, Parkman. If you want your marriage to work, you have to find a way to make it work. Cheerleader's dad, 9 o'clock.
I was only able to get one word. Siler.
I'm gonna take this gun and I'm gonna put it in that slot. You're gonna blow your brains out.
You know that won't hurt me.
Stop fighting for your own good!
I can't be trusted.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yeah, you can arrest me for murder.
You said that there were people who wanted to hurt me. I think they got to Zack and Lyle.
Just stay where you are. You're gonna be okay.
I work for your father. He sent me here to make you forget.
Let me clear. Can you keep a secret?
This guy puts out 1,800 curies of radiation without ever coming in contact with nuclear material.
Ted, he escaped!
Nathan, what are you doing here?
Had to be here, didn't you?
I have to stop that bomb. I have to save everybody.
Here.
It's all my fault.
2 weeks later, Peter's in a hospital bed unconscious. Vivid images flash through his mind. In one of the images, he glows bright red as if on fire. His mother strokes his forehead. The Petrelli family, Manhattan. Nathan steps up to his mother and folds his arms, looking at his brother. Peter's eyes move under their closed lids. Chapter 12, Godsend. Nikki's cell door opens.
You get your mind right yet, Nikki?
The lead guard's nose is broken.
With me, I'd leave you in the box here a few more weeks. Even animals like you get a lawyer visit. You just move real slow like you hear me. Nice and easy. Show me your hands! Come on, keep them up. Let's go.
Union Wells High School opens its doors today for the first time since 16-year-old Jackie Wilcox was brutally murdered during a homecoming game 2 weeks ago. Teachers and students wrestle with how to remember the slain cheerleader while still trying to move on. This is Angela Bromstead, Channel 5 News.
Thank you, Angela.
Look at all those reporters.
You don't have to worry about the press. They're not allowed on school grounds.
I'm more worried about the other kids. They're going to want to ask me questions about it.
You don't have to tell them anything.
Well, good, because I don't really remember much. I mean, I know that's supposed to be post-traumatic stress or whatever, but nothing? Nothing at all?
Memory's a funny thing. I think it's a blessing that you don't remember.
Where'd you find me?
What do you mean?
The night Jackie got killed. You said you found me by the stadium?
Yeah, you were scared to death. You were traumatized. You just wanted to go home.
I don't remember. Thanks. I guess I better go.
They smile, and Claire heads off. Her smile fades as she stops and glances back briefly at her father. Mr. Bennett takes off his horn-rimmed glasses and wipes his eyes. Elsewhere, he puts them back on, looking down at Siler.
Not so dangerous anymore, are we, Mr. Siler?
We've gone over every strand of code, trying to find the codon switches that identify his aptitudes. Other than telekinesis, we're drawing a blank.
Has he responded to the glycerine?
Given him enough to kill an elephant. Nothing. We're no closer. If we keep up at this rate, he'll be dead by tomorrow.
After what he did to Eden, he'd deserve it. Unfortunately, they haven't authorized that. He stays alive. You're just gonna have to dig deeper.
Bennett's colleague looks at him doubtfully and leaves. Matt Parkman, Primatech Paper, Odessa, Texas. Matt and Audrey watch as a SWAT team arrive and storm the building.
You better be right about this, Parkman.
He nods gravely as they watch from their car nearby. Once the SWAT team have entered, they get out.
We swept this entire place. There's nothing here but paper.
You check the basement?
Yeah.
Stairwells?
Mm-hmm. More paper.
Hey, where is he? Where is he? Where's Siler?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Matt tries in vain to read Mr. Bennett's mind. The Haitian is standing nearby.
He's not here, Parkman. Nice going.
Matt looks troubled.
Oops.
Mr. Bennett smiles confidently. Hero, Museum of Natural History, New York City. Dinosaurs.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex was a huge meat-eating dinosaur that lived during the late Cretaceous period, about 65 to 85 million years ago.
Look out!
If we could go back in time, there's no telling what wonders we'd find.
I wish.
Rex was a fierce predator.
All the books I read said the sword is here.
So what? We finally make it to New York, and all you care about is the sword? What about your mission?
I need my powers for the mission.
But the bomb is going off on November the 8th. We only have 3 more weeks.
I know, but ever since I lost Charlie, my powers have gotten weaker and weaker. My sword will restore my powers.
It's not your sword.
We found it!
They stare at a 16th century sword and armor belonging to Takaso Kensei. The sword bears the curving helix symbol on its hilt. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Peter's still unconscious. Images of his brother and the other heroes race confusingly through his mind. Simone arrives with flowers. She hands them to Mrs. Petrelli and goes to Peter's bedside. She strokes his brow.
He's burning up.
Persistent idiopathic fever means they have no idea what's wrong. Flying the best doctors in the world just to have them tell me they don't know what they're doing in 4 different languages.
His heart. They don't know how much more he can take.
26 years old, he's gonna die of a heart attack.
Ma.
Well, he will unless I do something.
Why don't you just let the doctors do what they do?
Simone looks at Peter with a frown.
I wish I knew what was going on in there.
Just before he passed out, he said he felt he was absorbing too many powers.
Peter wanted to see that painting.
After I told you not to let him, you knew he was going to follow that thing headfirst all the way to Texas. He's my brother and I love him, but we both know he shouldn't have even been there.
It was important to him.
Really believe all this crap? Future paintings. The end of the world.
I know he believes it. And I believe in him.
Fine. And show me. In this damn hospital room for 2 weeks waiting for something to happen. I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit around and watch my brother die. Take me to the artist. I wanna see what's worth all this.
Nathan kisses Peter on the cheek. DL has made Micah a snack.
Okay, your first mistake? Never put the peanut butter in the refrigerator. Mom always keeps it at room temperature.
Well, your dad's got his own style.
I see that.
But it still tastes good. Hey, what happened to you? Did you get in a fight at school today?
It's nothing, just some jerks.
Well, what happened?
Dad, they called Mom a psycho killer. You can lecture me about not fighting.
No. I know how hard it is without her. And I wish it could be easier. But we gonna make it.
He puts his arm around Micah.
You enjoyed it.
There's a middle-aged man in a suit at the door.
I believe you were expecting me. The name is Malsky, Aaron Malsky. I take it you have it here?
DL gestures inside, and Malsky enters, then shuts the door behind him. DL brings him the silver-colored case, then slides a window closed for privacy.
The charges against me been dropped?
Your wife's confession took care of most of that. Her pointing out where to find the bodies helped too. As for the other charges, consider yourself a free man, Mr. Hawkins.
So no more looking over my shoulder?
Only if you wish to see where you've been.
Grinning, Malsky accepts the case from DL.
So that's it? Lineman leaves me and my family alone?
Oh, I wouldn't bank on that, no.
That was the deal. You got back your $2 million.
Well, there is no deal, Mr. Hawkins, unless Mr. Linderman says there's a deal. You took something of his, and he reserves the right to let you make that up to him. Believe me, you'll be the first to find out when he chooses to call in that debt. You have a nice day now.
Diao hits the window in frustration.
Takeso Kensei, my father used to tell me stories about him before bed. He was a wild savage with great power. All of Japan feared him. Until one day, he found a sacred sword frozen in the snow. From the moment Kensei held it, it focused all his strength. He said the sword let him control his power. And so, he became a great leader, a hero.
Ando turns to look at the sword in the cabinet.
That symbol there, it's a combination of characters. Great talent, godsend. Great talent, godsend, like your power.
See? I'm like him. The sword will give me the control over my power I need. It's my sacred object. With it, my powers will return, and I can fulfill my destiny.
What exactly are you saying?
I'm saying we take it.
We?
Mohinder Suresh, Brooklyn.
I'm glad the Bureau finally decided to take the list I offered seriously.
Too many people showing up dead or missing. If you didn't have a record showing you were in India when some of these people were killed, you and I would be having a very different conversation.
Well, fortunate for me, then.
Mm-hmm. You say your father compiled this list?
Yes, he was a geneticist. All the people on the list share a unique genetic marker that he was able to map and track using the Human Genome Project.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to locate them, to warn them.
About this man, Siler?
Yes, the man who killed my father.
I see. Well, we ran the name. Nothing. Clearly an alias. But we did follow up on another name you said was on the list. Is Sarah Ellis?
Yes, I tried to locate her in Los Angeles, but she wasn't at any of her known addresses, and no, I've never met her before.
Are you sure?
The FBI agent hands Mohinder a police mugshot of Eden.
That's Sarah Ellis. I know her by a different name. Eden McCain, Cheer. Lives across the hall right there. She's been gone for a few weeks. Is there a problem?
She turned up 3 days ago. Well, what was left of her anyway?
What?
Yeah, they pulled her out of Lake Ramsey in Sudbury, 100 miles out of Ontario. Gunshot wound to the head. Local law wrote it up as a suicide.
Mohinder looked stunned.
Last I heard from her, she said she had something to confess to me.
You say she was your friend?
I don't know what she was.
At Primatech Paper, Matt and Audrey watched their superior shaking hands with Mr. Bennett.
The guy that you were just talking to has Siler in this building.
No, Parkman.
He
doesn't. There's nothing in here but paper.
But we didn't look everywhere. Maybe there's a secret room somewhere. Okay? Maybe.
And maybe I can whisk the Star Spangled Banner out of my ass. We are lucky he hasn't threatened to sue us for this stunt. Want to know what's on this tape he just handed me? You. Caught on the parking lot surveillance camera. What, you didn't think anyone would notice a guy sitting in the same car every day for 2 weeks? Do you have any idea the position you've put this bureau in?
I was following a hunch.
Whose hunch? My hunch? The bureau's hunch?
Matt's hunch.
He abducted people. He abducted me. He abducted Ted Sprague.
Sure, the guy with the radioactive hands? Well, all makes perfect sense. I am going to make sure you are benched for this.
She walks off, leaving Audrey annoyed.
What, that's it?
Obviously.
We both know he's in here.
Do we? Because all I know is that I have wasted the last 3 weeks of my life on the crazy idea that you can hear people's thoughts. And I liked you, Matt. I felt sorry for you. Maybe that clouded my judgment. But now I need to get back to reality, and you should do the same. Go home, Matt. We're done.
Matt rams Mr. Bennett against stacked boxes.
Hey. Hey, listen to me. I have no idea how you're pulling this off, but I swear to God, I'm not going to stop until I figure it out. You understand me?
Good luck with that.
Mr. Bennett steps aside and walks off. At Claire's school.
Zach.
Hey, this is a public place. You sure you can be seen here with me?
Why not?
Right, I forgot you've been body snatched.
Look, I just want to talk.
Hey, I'm sorry about Jackie. I know she was your best friend and all.
No, I actually discovered that someone else was my best friend. But I lost him, too.
What happened to you in Homecoming?
I can't remember. Can't remember a lot of things lately.
Yeah, it's, that's funny, because lately I can't remember. Must be something in the water, right?
Zach, look at me. Do you feel like we could be friends?
Us? No. We wouldn't play well together.
At the women's correctional facility.
I gotta tell you, Miss Sanders, the outbursts are not helping.
I'm kind of getting tired of them myself. Look, I just want to do my time in peace.
Yeah, about that. It seems the DA is going to file for special circumstances in the homicides. They're going to seek the death penalty.
Death penalty?
Look, I know it's a long shot, but it might help if you cooperate a little.
And how am I supposed to do that?
The $2 million? Things might go a little smoother if you tell the police where it is.
I told you. I don't know anything about that. Are you trying to fool? You know exactly where it is.
I'm sorry?
He's right, Nikki. We should tell them. Stop it. Don't pay any attention to her.
Pay attention to who?
God, who am I going to screw to get out of this place? I said stop it!
What is this?
What's it look like, dipstick?
Wait, you're going psych on me?
If that's what it takes.
Multiple personality disorders are a real hard sell.
When I want your opinion, I will ask for it. Just get us a damn shrink. I'm not crazy. No, I'm not crazy. Don't listen to her. Please, I'm telling you the truth.
Of course you are.
No, don't listen to her. Listen to me, please. I'm not lying to you.
Of course you're not.
I'm telling you the truth.
Her lawyer makes a hasty exit, leaving Nikki looking desperate. A tall guard in a blue shirt watches Hiro and Ando at the museum.
Which way to gift store?
The guard frowns a little, then points.
Thank you.
Hiro and Ando head towards Takaso Kensei's armor.
There's security everywhere. Stealing isn't exactly part of Bushido code, you know.
It's one antique. If I don't have my powers, this whole museum will explode anyway. It's a good deal for them.
Ando nods, and with a doubtful expression, Hiro squeezes his eyes shut and concentrates hard.
What happened? Did you get it?
No, my power. It's not working.
Maybe you need the sword to steal the sword.
Hiro tries again. His face quivers with concentration. He looks around, but sees that he has only slowed time down, not stopped it entirely. A security guard passes by, tossing his keys in his hand. Hiro turns back to Kensei's glass cabinet.
Maika.
Good enough.
Hiro walks around Ando and opens the tall glass cabinet. The sword is tied to the battle armor display, but Hiro quickly gets it loose. He runs through the museum holding up the sword. He weaves between visitors and a security guard who's slowly raising his arm, speaking into a radio. Hiro brandishes the sword at a life-size dinosaur model, then with a smile, nods his head, setting time back to normal. Ando's eyes widen when he sees the sword has vanished from the now open cabinet.
Hiro!
He backs away.
Hiro!
Ando runs outside and finds Hiro with the sheathed sword.
That was amazing! You did it, Hiro!
Never doubt me again. With this sword, there's no limit to what I can accomplish. Our life of legend begins.
Hiro draws the sword quickly, but it's only a short wooden baton.
It's a fake.
A plaque reads, "Replica courtesy of the Lindemann Group."
Lindemann?
Lindemann? I'm gonna take it back.
Ando follows him.
Isaac was obsessed, ranting about a bomb coming to explode New York.
Painting on the floor.
Then he just left. Someone came and took his paintings. I don't understand. He's been gone a few weeks.
Then I came back.
Isaac's drying his hair with a towel.
Isaac.
Nathan follows Simone through.
I'm waiting for the shock to clear so I can tell if you're glad to see me. Well, I'm just gonna,
Nathan leaves them alone.
You look healthy.
I got back a few days ago. I wasn't sure when to call you. I was in a clinic. I barely remember any of it, but when I woke up, I was in Texas, and I was clean.
That's great.
I mean it. I don't need the drugs anymore. I can paint without it.
Well, I'm glad for you.
I'm only alive because of you, Simone. I still love you.
All right, this painting. It's like he's exploding, like he's a bomb. How did you know about this? Did you talk to my brother, Peter?
I painted what I saw.
The last thing Peter said before he collapsed was that he was the cause of the explosion. Look, I may not get everything, that's fine. But these things can't be connected. And the world doesn't work like this.
Mr. Isaac, bad news. Sword not there. It was replica. Original owned by man named Lindemann.
Did he say Lindemann?
Hiro sees Nathan.
Reinman!
Claire is with the Haitian on waste ground.
Save the cheerleader, save the world. What does that even mean? Have I been saved or do I still need saving?
You're saved for the time being.
I want to talk to Peter Petrelli.
You're not supposed to remember Peter Petrelli. He's being watched. If you try to contact him, your father will know.
You have to give me something. Nothing in my life has been real. My dad obviously doesn't work in a paper factory. I don't know what he does. And what about my biological parents? He didn't find them through the adoption agency, did he?
They work for your father, like I do.
Everything has been a lie. The only person I could trust was Zach, and you took him from me.
That was your father's doing, not mine.
Then give him back his memories. I don't want to be alone.
You are not alone, Claire. And I cannot give your friend back his memories. It's not how my gift works.
Your gift? Is that what you call it?
What do you call it?
My own private freak show.
What you can do. What I can do. That is God. Respect it accordingly.
He touches her shoulder gently, then walks off with his hands in his pockets. In Isaac's studio, Hero's talking to Nathan.
The bomb, it comes from the street. Destroy everything, everything turned into dust, poof!
Your English is a lot better.
I met a waitress in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She teach me many things.
Good for you. So, look, I can't believe I'm about to say this. You teleported here, back from the future.
Yes, my power let me come back here so I can stop it.
Right, because you hero.
You would help too.
Me? What makes you so sure?
You're flying, man.
Whoosh! Would you keep it down? Whoosh! What do you think it is that makes this bomb thing go off?
Don't know. Probably bad guy?
Bad guy?
Yes, like Bina.
What's that?
Bina.
Villain?
Bina.
Villain.
Viran.
Like the guy in the painting?
Nathan points out a painting of a blazing red figure.
You think a human being can actually cause an explosion?
I have power, you have power. Maybe he has power too.
Bad guy.
We must stop him.
I think I can help.
The blazing figure has evil-looking glowing white eyes. Somewhere in the Nevada desert. It's night, and a bright white light flashes from inside a wooden building. Inside, Ted sits at a table, generating flashes of light from his hands. He clenches a fist and concentrates. It glows briefly, then releases a flash as he opens his fingers. He tries with one hand, then the other. He looks at his hands in the darkness. Daytime, and Claire has brought Zach to the derelict rusting facility on the waste ground.
We've been here before. You, me, the video camera. Is it at all familiar?
What are you doing, auditioning for America's Next Top Model?
You made that joke the first time. Look, just keep the camera on me, okay?
Why don't you just use a tripod?
I can't do this by myself. And I know you can keep a secret. You did. You did until you forgot what it was.
When we were best friends.
You ready?
Wait, hold on a second. I'm sure you told me this before, but, why are we videotaping this, whatever this is?
Actually, I didn't tell you that before. The first time I did this, I did it to show my parents. My real parents. I wanted them to see what I was. I thought they could help me understand. I don't think I'm ever gonna meet them. They may not even be alive anymore.
So why do you want to tape it now?
For me. So I never forget what I am, no matter what happens to me. And just don't freak out, okay?
I won't.
You said that last time.
Claire runs up a metal staircase.
Camera's ready for whatever.
Okay, I'm ready. Keep the camera on me.
What are you doing? Oh my God. Claire!
Zach runs to her. She gets up off the ground badly cut and pushes in a broken, protruding rib. Looking shocked, Zach keeps the camera on her.
This is Claire Bennett, and as far as you know, that was attempt number one.
A wound on her forehead fades. DL's visiting Nikki. They talk via telephones.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here.
And what's that supposed to mean?
They're sending me to the psych ward for an evaluation with a shrink. She's here. Jessica. She came out. She tried to escape. She hurt one of the guards.
Maybe a shrink can help you deal with her. You get rid of her.
This isn't in my head, DL. She is real.
I should have never let you do this, Nick. Get yourself thrown in here.
He reaches his hand through the glass to touch her hand.
I should have kept that money to help you out.
No. You had to give it back or else this would never be over. Let me talk to Micah.
Diel pulls his hand back through the glass and passes the phone to Micah.
I want you to come home.
I know, sweetie, but I can't. It's hard to understand right now. But I hope that one day you will. You know, your daddy, he's gonna take real good care of you while I'm gone.
Micah stares at her.
I need you to be the strong one because I'm not strong right now, okay?
That's not fair.
Nikki turns to a nearby guard.
That's my son. Can I just give him a hug?
The man shakes his head.
Just for a second,
Katie,
I promise.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, he needs me. He needs me. Just let me hold him.
Stay right there.
He needs me.
I said stay there.
Please.
I'm warning you!
Just for a moment.
Jessica snaps the guard's baton.
Go, move!
Go, this one!
I just wanted to see my son.
Get out of his hand.
Easy.
Nick is handcuffed behind her back. Mohinder arrives at his New York apartment and turns on the lights. He goes to his lizard tank.
I don't even know what she fed you.
They eat crickets. Lots of crickets.
You.
Hope you don't mind, I let myself in.
Have you come to kill me now?
That depends. I'd like to talk to you about Eden. She worked for me.
Don't you mean Sarah Ellis?
She gave up that name and that life a long time ago, and she was a good person.
Yes, of course, all spies are very good people. Just misunderstood.
She cared about you more than she should have. She was special.
She had an ability? What was it?
Suffice it to say, she learned how to use it wisely. Not everyone who has these abilities deserves them.
And who are you to judge? In fact, who are you, period?
I made a mistake. I should have come to you a long time ago.
You've been spying on me for weeks. In India, my cab, bugging my phone.
We need to help each other, Dr. Suresh.
And why would I help you?
Mr. Bennett looks up at him steadily.
You need me, don't you? My father, he knew more than you do.
From what we could observe, yes.
Well, if you've been watching, then you know my father's formula doesn't work.
We both know that he generated a list. Who's on that list is a matter of grave importance.
You've come for it? You want to find them?
Why do you seem so worried? Are you on the list? You've no doubt realized things can go terribly wrong with these abilities. If you work with me, we can control that.
If and when I do figure out this list, the first thing I'm going to do is warn these people about you.
Together, we could actually make a difference.
Sorry, not interested.
Mr. Bennett snatches a gun from the table in front of him and stands up. He puts the gun into a holster on his hip.
Contact me when you change your mind.
He writes on a business card.
The access number's on the back.
He hands the business card to Mohinder, then lets himself out, while Mohinder thinks. The card has the web address primatechpaper.com on the front. Matt arrives home. Janice has been waiting for him.
Are you back?
Yeah.
I took out that suitcase this morning, but I haven't packed it yet.
He stands thinking, and she looks at him. She gets up to stand close to him.
I know that we're in trouble. And I know that a lot of it is most of it is my fault.
Janice, we need to start being completely honest with each other. Come clean about everything.
Okay.
Because there's something I gotta tell you. Something has happened to me. Something that's really hard to explain.
Just say it.
I can hear people's thoughts.
Meaning what?
I hear their thoughts. What they're thinking. It started a few weeks ago. That's why I've been with the FBI all this time.
What do you mean? Like a psychic or something?
I don't know. I guess.
You can't be serious.
Yeah. You don't believe me. Okay, that's all right. Come here. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 1,000,000. Come on, bring it on.
She thinks with a smile. Peter's still unconscious in his hospital bed. In a vision, he gets up off the ground. His irises glow red. Claire runs through the New York traffic, and Peter looks at his hands. A man rifles through someone else's bag. Peter looking at his hands, his glowing eyes. The man going through a wallet, then Mohinder smiling. The man with his hand around Peter's throat. Deserted traffic. Nathan. Then Matt in uniform trying to talk to Peter before waving people away. In his vision, Peter sees the unshaven man laughing at him, then going through a wallet again. Isaac grabs Simone, Nikki, then Claire running through traffic, Hero and Ando, then Nathan standing right in front of Peter. Peter stares at his hands as they start to glow.
I took his power, Nathan. I can't control it.
Let me help you, Peter.
You can't.
I'm not leaving you.
Peter sees Simone.
No!
His eyes start to glow red with his hands. He becomes the fiery epicenter of an explosion that incinerates Nathan and Simone and destroys the entire city. Nathan finds Peter's bed empty.
Ma? Where is he?
I have no idea. He woke up?
He woke up?
Yes. He was raving. After 2 weeks spent sitting at his bedside thinking he could die, he says he's got to get away.
You just let him leave?
No, I just did not let him leave. And when I see him, I will kill him.
Mom. All right, look, just go home, okay? Get some rest. I'll take care of it.
You're really Hiro Nakamura from Isaac's comic book.
I work there at Yamagato, and we fly here, and we drive that car everywhere. Blue Nissan Versa. It's parked outside right now. I'm just like Mr. Isaac Toromi, except my face not so round.
Okay. Yeah. I give up. The world is insane. I'm not going to keep fighting you. You can paint the picture. And he needs a sword. This guy, Lineman, he's a client of mine. Huge collector. He buys every painting of Isaac's he can. I can get you in there. Get your car. You're going back to Vegas.
Yeah, I need the first flight out of New York into the desert. I don't know. Nevada, maybe? That's where they did all those nuclear bomb tests, right? Okay. Yeah, Las Vegas. Las Vegas is good. Yeah, whatever.
Peter catches sight of the unkempt man going through a bag at a street cafe. He recalls the man laughing in his vision. The man moves on, having taken some money.
Hey! 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 What are you doing? Hey!
You can see me.
Nobody sees me! Do you hear me? Nobody sees me! I'm invisible!
He has his hand around Peter's throat.
In the beginning, there was discovery. A confusion of elements. The first snowfall of impossible change. Old lives undone. left behind.
Nick is sedated in a padded cell.
Strange faces made familiar. New nightmares to challenge sleep. New friends to feel safe with. Only then comes control. The need to impose order onto chaos. Through determination, through study, through struggle.
She's gonna be okay. You know that, right?
You told me the truth, right?
All in defiance of a thundering truth. They're here, and the earth shudders underfoot.
Oh, God.
Nikki's padded cell goes dark.
Who needs God when you've got me?
To be continued.
Meet the man who plays Mohinder in Heroes Unmasked next on BBC Two. And on the website, you can watch exclusive video interviews with the cast from the London leg of their world tour at bbc.co.uk/heroes.